Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
I think we're good.
Good morning, fiancés.
Good morning, fiancés.
Happy Thursday. Getting to the end of the week.
Yeah. It's right there. Right around the corner.
It's been a long week for me. How about you?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like energy-wise, like it's been a long week, but at the same time, I feel like it happened really quick. So maybe it's just like a lot of stuff happened in a short amount of time. I don't know. I might have fallen through some time paradox.
That's probably what happened.
You know.
Definitely. We did talk about the X-Files yesterday.
Yeah.
So it probably just, you know.
That's true.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's been a week, though. It's definitely been a whirlwind in the way of what's going on out there.
Right.
Yeah. It was hard to choose what to talk about today because there's so much happening and a lot of it is important.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of it is distractions.
Speaking of distractions, there were some distractions after last week's show.
I mean, whatever, I guess.
Some intended distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, you know, we'll follow up. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
I get it. Nobody likes to be called out, but we are, we like to call people in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Far more about the calling in.
It is interesting, though, when someone makes a name off of calling people out and doesn't like being called
out. You know, it is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. If the activism is call out culture.
Air quote activism.
Yeah. All of it. All of it.
Yeah.
Genuine. Big air quotes. But yeah, like today's show ended up having a theme at the end of it.
Yeah.
And so, not on purpose, but when we choose the stories and then look back at like the overarching,
yeah,
what does this really mean?
Yeah.
Pretty big theme.
Yeah.
And that is, this country's absolute refusal to recognize and deal with systemic issues in any meaningful way. We will chat about everything else forever in perpetuity if that means we don't have to act. And I don't just mean act, because act isn't enough,
right,
but to be meaningful, to actually move that needle, you know, materially change conditions.
Otherwise we're just addicted to complaining.
Listen,
yeah,
we got to talk solutions, and in all honesty, they're literally right in front of us and have been, and people in positions of power purposely look right past them. And we talk about poverty pimping all the time because it is a booming industry. And it's totally fine to keep people destitute in order for some people to get to look down their nose and go, how dare you?
Not in my city. Not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard.
Yeah.
Not in my backyard, I gentrified.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, listen, I'm going to do my best not to be the spice of your life today, but
what? That's what people signed up for. That's what people have tuned in for.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hit me on the text line. Y'all want that MJ spice.
Not hit me on the text line.
Well, hit me on my pager, guys.
You know, we'll see. We'll see how.
Yeah, tune in for that MJ.
Trying not to scream into the microphone, you know. But there's just watching how quick folks are, how willing they are to get behind people doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But complaining, and that complaining meeting their complaining.
Yeah.
Finding
the community in the complaints.
Finding community
in the complaints.
Ooh, you know, that is really accurate. The complaint community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of old message boards and forums. But now, you're going to get in here and just tear down.
Fresh to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always going to find issue with purposely looking past the point.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then, you know, for folks that aren't really a part of trying to change anything or trying to move that needle, when they see someone say the thing that they think but haven't said yet, mm-hmm. and then are like, yeah, yeah, mm-mm. yeah. That is how People for Portland was able to get...
pick up Steve.
People on board.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When your solution is dehumanizing and jail or encampments, you don't really get to say that you're here for the people. You don't really get to say that you're looking to change things permanently. Those aren't even good temporary solutions.
It was some nasty work that People for Portland.
And they still going. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, the inception, or the way the marketing started. Remember when it was all this, you know, make Portland great again. billboards. Remember when your friends used to be jealous that you lived in Portland?
Ooh.
Remember when you used to be able to blah, blah, blah.
You were the envy of all your friends.
Yeah, it was, you know.
All your friends living in those other terrible cities.
They were running that for, you know, the first part of their campaign, trying to, you know.
I mean, it speaks to a very particular set of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Boy, did it.
It didn't work as well as they wanted it to. But one thing that we need to consistently remember is that those folk go back to the drawing board. And it isn't that they try something brand new that's, you know, but it's like, oh, that one didn't work.
Yeah.
Let's try this one. Let's pull this one out of the hat. Mm. And they'll just keep going. Mm. And all the while, things are happening behind us and laws and bills and all sorts of things getting brought up, potentially passed. And
oh, you mean things like the city considering allowing the police to review their own body cams?
I mean, somebody gonna have to tell me how that works.
Before and after writing the
Someone
reports.
Is going to have to explain how that leads to accountability when you get to be the one in charge of every piece of your narrative. I mean, we're talking about people that don't hold themselves accountable, period, no. That lie, that do every, that, blue wall.
Right.
You get to be the one, much like, you know, investigating yourselves.
Yeah.
For all of the misdeeds.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, we're, that is refusal. All of this is a performance. It's refusal to deal with anything systemic. So we're just gonna throw a body cam on it.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna talk about how dangerous policing is. We're not gonna talk about what policing really means. Cause we're out here saying do your jobs on no matter what side of any aisle that you're on.
Right.
You're like the police either don't do their jobs, can't do their jobs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But your understanding of what the police's job is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Likely wrong.
I am curious though, because you're like, someone needs to explain this to you. I too require this same degree of explanation. So what they're asking for is the ability to write the report, look at the cam, rewrite the report, or look at the cam and write the report. Is the idea that, because I think what I've heard them say is, you know, an officer's memory isn't always reliable. Being able to have the footage as a tool to then give an accurate report, blah, 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 blah. is the idea then that they'll lie less? I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out, because if what you're going to write, if what your report is going to write is now going to match the camera.
But it won't.
It'll be a twisted interpretation.
Yeah. Like.
Right.
We've done this already. And I'm sorry to interrupt. But we've done this already. How many times has a city come out and said, we will be releasing the footage soon? Hearts, hands on hearts. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a doozy or whatever, right? We find out that the police completely fabricated the story from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Then the body cam from footage comes out. Then they
edited.
Then they say something like, well, at that point, it was actually, you know, like,
yeah.
Now we're retconning. Yeah. Is that the right word?
That is it.
Okay. So we've seen too many times.
Yeah.
For this to ever even be a thought that it would be a fix is, again, a performance. A performance. But you're absolutely not going to get honesty simply because you put a camera on it, because they're in charge of the cams, friends.
Bruh.
And while this conversation was going, we were like, that got to get live streamed directly to people that are not police.
Yeah. Yep.
You guys want to talk about creating jobs? Create some jobs. People need to be able to know that the body camera footage is not going to be edited, is not going to be reviewed before or after the... It is not going to be used as a tool for a narrative rather than a tool of accountability. But people do not want accountability, right? People do not want to have to be responsible for the things that they have done in this world. And I get it. There's a lot of people doing dastardly things. But policing in general, baseline.
Baseline. Yeah.
No lone wolves, guys. No bad apples.
Hmm. Are you sure?
Systemic. And if you are here to uphold systemic oppression, high five, I guess.
Find your people.
Yo. Get it together, maybe? Like, take a step back and think twice? Reconsider?
It'd be nice. It'd be great. So we got some early morning texts.
What we got?
John says, MJ is the spice of my life, at least on Thursday morning. Absolutely why I tune in. Good morning, fiance.
Good morning, fiance.
We got another text. Spice is the variety of life.
You guys are trying to put a battery in my back.
Morning, fiance. He's got my Michael Myers mug of coffee ready to go. Is the world fixed yet?
That got to be rude.
It is rude.
On our way.
Hey, good morning and good morning to Morgan's rich witch voice.
Oh, wait. Yes.
Yes. Definitely thinking a lot lately about how none of these institutions are ever going to be here for us.
Mm.
We have to build stronger systems of community care. I know that's right.
You know?
I know that is right.
Mutual aid is the only way that has been working so far.
Yeah.
So I'd say ding, ding, ding to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So we do have some topics that we should run down.
Let's do it.
Ambush, I want... Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
I feel like you were going to do it better.
Doubtful.
Okay.
I was just going to say, what does TikTok have to do with VPNs and crypto? We have some questions about the latest panic from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And conservatives' thoughts and prayers were answered. And they're putting the latest school shooting in Nashville in the win column.
Ridiculous. And following up on last week, the scams are in bloom.
Spring has sprung.
Also interesting.
Hopefully by the time that we finish this... this chat about the news, you guys will absolutely see the theme revealed. You know, like, you'll see it as well. It won't just be me telling you that that's what we're doing.
It'll be like an M. Night at the end.
It's no. Like, things are too fresh right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Listen, and we got tempo. We are in a bad way right now. We watched Servant. And wow.
Did not deliver.
Wow. I think you know, just a hint is going to be, if your show is a half an hour show and your series finale, not season, your series finale is the same length as a regular show, things are off. Things are off. Yikes. And I knew that. Network TV didn't do that back in the day.
You felt it. Not network.
You know, a series finale was, you know, that was a whole new audience. That was flowers and all sorts of stuff happening, you know, a celebration.
Yeah.
And it was at least an hour if it was a half an hour show.
Yeah.
Huge. Anyway. Don't bring up M. Night right now.
Okay. All right. Well, M. Night comparison aside, I think we're going to have a great show this morning for you guys. we're going to hop into our first music break and catch you guys on the other side.
So, Ambush.
Tis I.
There's a thing going around right now. And it's, they're calling it a TikTok ban.
What is this TikTokery? I'm not familiar with all these different. I'm not familiar with all these different socials and medias. Are we still on the Facebooks?
I mean, I'm not.
Is it a part of the Facebooks? That
TikTok? It's definitely not. But, you know, I don't know. The Zuck might want to see how he can get involved.
Can I connect my MySpace page to it?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Can you get into your MySpace page?
No. I think I got in like once and it's like, I don't even know what it is anymore.
Yeah. That,
like a
that
music
is
player or something.
Totally my experience. And it was so many years ago that I would have no idea where to even begin.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, what did you do to my MySpace?
Okay, wait.
Yeah, he bought in.
What?
He was a partner at one point.
Was he?
Yeah.
Or was
yeah.
he just in the movie?
No, when they... okay, forgot about that. When they made the switch into the whole music curation, music app thing, he was part of that.
Well, you cutting edge.
Woo!
Cutting edge. I remember we were talking about a theme and not wanting to actually address systemic issues. And in order to do that, you have to sit with distractions, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to focus on those things instead of the underlying issue.
Correct.
Or, you know, what else could they call this? A sleight of hand. you know, three card Molly. Something.
Yeah.
Is that where the cups and.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. That's what it is.
They're doing a lot of misdirection with this TikTok situation. And so I don't want to let us not get in the habit of calling it a TikTok ban.
Yeah.
Because this thing is vague. And, that's just one piece that is, you know, potentially affected, but it certainly isn't the point.
Right.
So a group of senators introduced a bill on Tuesday that would grant the U.S. administration new powers to ban foreign-based technologies, including popular Chinese-owned video app TikTok, if they pose national security risks. The bill has received the endorsement of the White House and would give the Commerce Department the ability to impose restrictions and even ban technologies that are deemed to pose a threat. The legislation would apply to technologies from, I'm putting this in quotes, adversary countries,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Adversarial.
China, mm-hmm. Russia, North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba. The potential ban of TikTok has been a topic of debate in recent years, with concerns being raised over user data ending up in the hands of the Chinese government, thereby undermining Western security interests. However, TikTok has criticized the proposed legislation, stating that a U.S. ban on TikTok would be a ban on the export of American culture and values to its over 1 billion users worldwide.
Mm. That's a tagline right there.
Man, they really hit America where where America hits. No, that's not what I meant to say, you guys. I'm tired. The bill would require the Commerce Secretary to identify and address foreign threats to information and communication technology products and services. The senators who introduced the legislation hope that it will make it clear that the government believes are the national security risks associated with TikTok. The White House's national security advisor has praised the bill, calling it bipartisan and saying that it would strengthen the U.S.'s ability to address discrete risks posed by individual transactions and systemic risks posed by certain classes of transactions involving countries of concern in sensitive technology sectors. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo also welcomed the bill, saying that it provides a legislative framework for addressing these threats and protecting American safety and national security. However, some senators believe that the bill does not go far enough. Senator Marco Rubio, for instance, has called for a bill that would ban TikTok entirely. Last week, the House Foreign Affairs Committee also voted along party lines on a bill sponsored by Republican Representative Michael McCaul that would give President Biden the power to ban TikTok. Didn't Trump try that already?
Yeah.
Democrats opposed the bill, saying it was rushed and required due diligence through debate and consultation with experts. You better get those experts and get that consultation. You know? You better get that. Ambush.
Talk to me.
What scares me about this, do you think? The Restrict Act. Actually is out here, you know, creating blanket authority with shock and awe. Very few ways to check and keep it in line.
Similarity to the Patriot Act.
It sounds very much like the Patriot Act to me.
Yeah.
It sounds very much like you guys, you get to be the one who decides who is the potential security risk. That whole self-policing that we were just speaking of, you get to be the one who decides.
Right.
And what scares me is that we are in this position. Nothing's new. All of this has been done before, just in different ways, right? But we are currently in this position where, again, we are not willing to actually address what is happening. So calling this a TikTok ban and throwing out China, instead of what they really mean to say is we just want that data.
We want control over that.
We want control over that. And we don't want you to have the ability to have that control. Right. And what if they start watching all this stuff and they see the different methods of, I don't know, ways of living, work in other places. We don't need them.
Slow that down. Slow that down.
Because what would stop China? Like my question, they did the congressional hearing, which, hey man.
Was it one of your fave congressional hearings?
Listen, y'all gotta, I don't even know where to start. We expose how ridiculously out of touch all of our politicians are every time they decide that they're going to have a hearing and think that they're grilling someone about something. The epic backfires that happen. The sheer, like, it's just intensely absurd to watch someone seriously ask as if they have just gotten someone's goat. Now, if I open TikTok at my house, will that connect to my Wi-Fi? Baby, be quiet. Why? How come you get to be? Why do you have a job?
That was so silly.
Why do you have that job? I don't mean a job, but why do you have that job? You have actual aides. You have actual people who are there to do research for you.
Right.
They can give you cue cards. They can write the questions. They can do everything. You can legit just be a puppet up there. But instead, you're like, I got my own questions.
You know what? I really feel like,
is my home Wi-Fi network at risk?
I really feel like all of that was done, right? Like all the questions, all the research is done. And then they get up there. They look at these cue cards and like, I don't understand what this stuff means. And put it down. It's okay, like, you know what? If I open the TikToks in my living room, does it connect to my Wi-Fi there?
Does it have,
or is it my neighbor's Wi-Fi?
Does it have control over my clock now?
Right.
Does my Alexa go to China?
How about the suggestion that TikTok needs to be an American company?
How about they're basically doing that? This is the other thing that just... Y'all, we do not get to act like the biggest, that we are the biggest and the brightest and the best, and that like we prove that we're not every day,
right,
that any of these, you know, politicians that are supposed to be the best and the brightest get on TV and say something wild and just reveal that they have absolutely no idea what's happening. I have one more.
They're the best and the wildest.
One of the other the questionings, and I can't remember this. Was it Blackburn? I can't remember which senator this was. Mm-hmm. But she was asking about, she's asking the CEO of TikTok, who is from Singapore, mm-hmm, if he agrees with the treatment of the Uyghur population by the Chinese government. And I just,
oh no,
I just wanted to explode might be the word. Like it's not even just like hypocrisy, but it's the unmitigated gall for someone in the Republican Party to be asking anybody else about the mistreatment of any population. Like, you have got to be kidding me. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely do not agree with the treatment of the Uyghur population,
right,
by the Chinese government.
Right.
I also don't agree with them just being able to be like, what are you talking about? Not happening.
Right. Like, oh, China.
Thought you knew. But since when? Since when do those folks care about Muslim people? Right? Since when do they care about marginalized people? Since when do they care about the mistreatment and dehumanization of people? Since when?
Not a thing.
Check yourself. You are out here looking a plumb fool because you want to talk about the human rights abuses of other countries, but you don't know what's happening here. Y'all can't even talk about the police in any sort of realistic term.
Bruh.
Like, in what regard? You are unqualified to talk about this. And also, what does that have to do with anything? Tell me what it has to do, because your entire home is filled with things from China.
That's the worst part for me, how the distractions completely take the conversation, the whole point of what the committee was brought together for. The distractions go so far to the off the beaten
off the
path,
rails.
And it's like, okay, so now you have asked me this weird question, which I now have to answer, and at some point someone has to redirect this back. It's like herding cats. What are we doing right now? Let's pull the conversation back then. If we can, like.
And that is the ongoing theme of everything that, and it's not just the stuff that matters. It's trivial things too. You know, like the misdirection and the missing the point on purpose and talking about other things. Like, it puts us in a position that we are so far behind that, at what point do we even catch up to the actual conversation that matters? What
right.
time do we,
right.
what's the time that you have to read a book to, if you don't have time to sit down and read, listen to a book to learn more. When are you learning more? You know what I mean? Like, you, again, these politicians have so much access to information, and they will just close their eyes, close their ears, and make something up.
Yeah. Yeah. They get to do that, though. In doing so, they create the new reality, because now we have to discuss this thing that was made up by them.
Yeah.
You know, they really just get to just lob anything over the fence and just wait and hear and see what happens on the other side and be like, well, yeah, well, that's the real issue. That's what they don't want to talk about.
Ah, we got a text.
Uh-huh.
More, what's it say about us that we keep electing them? Good morning, friends.
Woo!
Crystal. Crystal!
Woo!
Reggae
Crystal,
horns.
Talk that talk, Crystal. Yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
And I know that it gets you in a, you know, sometimes puts you in a position of like not knowing what to do. Like, it's so frustrating. So, you know, there have definitely been times in folks' lives where they're like, why vote? Because
yeah.
this is silly.
Folks is me.
It's hard to watch people fight for more oppression, and that is something that every election cycle brings, is people saying, no, these things should be happening, I do want my tax dollars to go to jailing poor people.
Yeah.
I just don't think that they should be in my face.
Right.
I mean, I do wish that y'all would just say that.
Just be upfront.
I wish you would just say that.
Just own it.
But you know, like, so every election cycle, it's just distraction over distraction over distraction. Mm-hmm. And then people being like, yes, I need to vote. We need change, big air quotes. And that change is going to be more of the same. I'm tired. I don't even know how you can like argue about stuff that the same thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Makes me speechless. I am worried though, because the media's
coverage, portrayal.
Yes, the coverage of this is far less about, you know, hey, this looks like giving the government the kind of power that we may not want them to have. Mm-hmm. Like, also, Ambush, do we really get to talk about who does what with data? Like, do we get to do that?
I need to see Hunter Biden's laptop.
Okay, you know what?
I thought we were talking.
So do I. No, like, why are we acting like the government can't just tap right into your Google Home or whatever it's called now?
Yeah.
Why are you acting like that's not real?
Like, come on, y'all.
That's exactly what they're able to do. And they're going to continue to do that. But I guess maybe they want it on the books this time.
That's what I was going to say. The fact that they want to really like lay it out there. And I mean, I think we all saw that. Not we all. I'm not going to assume that you guys saw it. But everyone in the house, we saw that video where the gentleman is breaking down the different tenets within the bill. And he brought specific attention to the penalties for some of these activities, and using a VPN could land you 20 years in the clink.
Not the clink.
And fines beginning at $250,000 for using a VPN. Like, what are you talking
about?
Well,
so what that means to me is that that same government that is saying China's government overreaches and should not have access to Americans data is you know, pot kettle. They are doing exactly the same right, thing right. And they want to exclusively be able to not only get ours, but anybody else who just happens to be, you know, visiting this little place.
We got to keep China out of our data collection. We need to, you know, keep your fingers out of the pot, bro.
Yeah,
this is my stuff. This is my data.
They got to get Cambridge Analytica on the job. Get them on the case.
No. I haven't heard that in so long.
No, but I mean, we're in a bad way.
Yeah.
Because even if a $250,000 fine doesn't happen, even if the 20-year sentence doesn't happen for you using a VPN, do you want that as a possibility? Because I'm here to tell you, this free speech absolutism that so many people say they have, to sign up for this, to sign up for localizing, like, this is how you shut information down.
Yep.
This is how you take movements away. This is how you get people to not know what's going on, not just in the rest of the world, but maybe in the state over. Right? Like, you can't be calling for that.
Yeah. So you isolate us.
And Josh Hawley, you know, he was, I think, the first one who proposed a ban, and his was called something else, like a no TikTok or something, like something ridiculous. But yesterday.
No TikTok on United States Devices Act.
Hey, y'all got to do better. Fam.
I can't even acronym that.
Fam. They did so much better with the Restrict Act. That made it. Yesterday, he tried to fast track that and get unanimous consent. And Rand Paul was like, I'm a real libertarian. I will not be moved.
Slow it down, guys.
I'm not going to do it. No way you're going to get me to say yes to this.
He said, no way, Josh A.
Yo. He specifically was like, I'm not going to even argue free speech with someone who thinks that communists don't get free speech.
Right.
Like, that's not how the speech works. So, and it's interesting, you know, when Rand Paul makes a point.
Yeah. I mean, leaning into what, you know, Crystal texted us earlier, you know, about who we elect and, you know, how we keep putting these people back in power. What is it? How did it make you feel? I mean, we voted begrudgingly, but how did it make you feel for them to see that, like, the White House is completely on board for this?
Not shocking, because, again, exposing incredible failures
right.
over and over and over. So not shocking at all.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things is you got to stop allowing so many out of touch people be in charge of things like technology subcommittees and things. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, yo, technology.
Yo.
This is not for y'all. No.
Like, this is the kind of thing. I know every generation is like, the kids these days. I'm like, Gen Z ain't here to take none of the BS.
No.
So they will, they're seeing things sooner than we did, right? Yeah. And there's more access to information that isn't a controlled narrative. And so as much as folks are trying to cling and be like, no, you can't indoctrinate my kids with your woke. I'm going to make sure that they are hate-filled people.
Gun-toting, hate-filled people.
Yo. I want my kid to have the freedom to be a school shooter if they want to be.
Mm.
We got two texts on the break.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I lost them. Hold on. That's why I need a mouse. Gun-toting, hate-filled people is the name of my barbershop quartet. See you at Edgefield this summer. Rudes. We gotta get Rudo, like, on the show one day. Yeah. Like, the jokes are too good. And then, yes, Kiwanuka, great track. But you know what's been stuck in my head this week? Lemon Pound Cake. Is that because...
What are these subliminal...
Is this a subliminal?
Yeah. What are they referencing?
It's called an inside...
That's what I meant. Insider joke. What's this?
So do you remember Afro Man?
Oh, yes.
Do you know that the police raided his home?
Wrongfully.
Wrongfully, yeah. But, you know, got a warrant for, like, kidnapping and something. It was a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just left because they didn't find anything.
Right.
And so he made a song.
Made a music video.
And he made a music video using all of the security footage from his own home
mm-hmm.
of the police, you know, looking in a bookshelf for, I don't know, a kidnapping victim.
Right.
I'm a closet, unsure.
Under a bed.
But one of them, specifically in kitchen, got hungry.
Helped
you know?
Himself.
No, well, he didn't eat it, but he definitely wanted to. Like, you know, the lemon pound cake made him do a double take. He was like, ooh, wait a minute.
Is that a
lemon pound cake?
Is that from Starbucks?
And the wildest thing, Ambush, is that some of those police officers are now suing Afro Man for emotional distress and
invasion of privacy.
Like humiliation or something.
Yeah.
Like, LOL. Like, busting someone's door down isn't so... Maybe we should talk about that.
It's so ludicrous. It's so ludicrous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Just a mess. I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with any of that either. It's, you know...
But... You guys discussed this on Unrepired Sophisticates. Is that why this is coming back?
That's my thought, but I also don't want to be having just like a really self-centered moment. It might be exactly that, or I could be right. And they just mean like a Drake song that I didn't know had lemon in it.
I just know pound cake. I don't know.
You know?
There's a lemon. I mean, that's the remix.
Oh.
It's the edit. Lemon pound cake.
I hope it's about what I just told you.
Okay.
Fingers crossed, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did have an amazing segue before the music break. I just felt timing-wise it was time for a music break. We're going to hop into this next story. Latest school shooting details. So the police in Nashville, Tennessee, released graphic body camera footage that showed the fatal confrontation between officers and an armed assailant who attacked a private elementary school Monday morning. The attacker killed six people, including three children, before being killed by the police within minutes of the first call of an active shooter. Please remind me of that point later. The police identified the shooter as 28-year-old Audrey Hale, who had bought seven firearms, including three used in the attack, legally. Hale had been in treatment for an emotional disorder, according to Nashville Police Chief John Drake. The Covenant School, a private elementary school on the grounds of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville's Green Hills neighborhood, was the site of the shooting. The community expressed grief and sympathy and calls for Congress to do more to prevent school shootings intensified. The incident marked the 130th mass shooting in the U.S. so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. The surveillance footage shows Hale dressed in camouflage-style pants, a white t-shirt, a red cap, and black vest, driving to the school in a Honda Fit. She shot out the glass of a side door and crawled through the opening to access the building, armed with two AR-style guns, a rifle, and a pistol, as well as a handgun. Local police arrived at the school within minutes of the first call, first 911 call. Body camera footage released on Tuesday showed Officer Rex Engelbert arriving at the school, grabbing his weapon from the back of his vehicle and encountering a woman who appeared to be a staff member. The officer and at least two others began searching the school's first floor as an alarm blared. The police heard muffled gunshots in the background and rushed to the second floor and encountered the shooter, standing near a window. Engelbert fired four times and the shooter fell to the ground. Officer Michael Collazo fired four more shots. Both officers had shot and killed Hale within 14 minutes of the first emergency call. The shooting left the community heartbroken and grief-stricken. Vigils were held for the victims. One of the first stories, first pieces of news coverage that I saw, the chief of police there kept harping on how they would never wait to enter a building with an active shooter. And he must have said that like three times within this 6 minute update on what happened that day. Yo, driving home the point, we here would never wait. And I'm like, dude, this time and place, bro.
I mean, it's pretty amazing to talk about what you will do in the event of an active shooter, but you'll do absolutely zero to prevent an active shooter.
Ooh.
Absolutely zero. But you real quick to hit that trigger. Neat. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not. Run up in there and do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But if we were working on prevention instead of reacting, like, we would be in such a better way. And I mean that systemically,
right,
and holistically. I don't know, like, all around.
Yeah.
The wraparound service of prevention would be so cool. But instead, we have to deal with somebody talking about how their reaction is better than the next town's reaction to school right. shooters.
Come on,
be
bro.
For real.
Come on, bro.
You be for real.
You want a trophy for that?
Definitely wants a trophy for that. Definitely, like, I'm not getting or fired for this one because right. I acted.
Right.
Okay, cool.
We act over here.
Yeah. What are we going to do to stop this? And I'm not just talking about guns, because that is an important piece. When you have more guns than you have people, there's an issue. And I don't care. Like, I don't know how you can, as a person, say NBD.
Right. Thoughts and prayers.
No big deal. I don't think it's weird that there's more guns than people. You know, okay. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the prevention that we can be working on that has absolutely nothing to do with guns and has everything to do with mental and emotional health. And I don't mean this is a person who has a mental health issue, and so we're going to pretend that that's the only problem. Right. And so we'll only talk right. about that and da, 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 da. But like, honestly, dealing with what people are going through right now, people are getting radicalized left and right. And we're just like, I don't know what to throw in our hands up.
Right.
What am I going to do? I don't know. Talk to your kids instead of acting like they must be taught by YouTube.
Right.
Like, the amount of people that I see say things on the internet that are like, I can't believe, you know, my kid doesn't want to talk to me, and I wish I could get my kid to talk to me. And do you try?
Right. What's the engagement look like?
What's the engagement look like?
How much listening are you doing? Mm-hmm. You want them to talk to you, but you want to talk the whole time.
You want to talk the whole time, and you want to tell them what they're saying, feeling, or whatever is wrong or not acceptable. I mean, we're stuck.
Yeah.
We're stuck. And the systems of oppression that somehow a group of people sort of, you know, is able to throw all of any sort of awareness under the cloak of woke and say that it's silly and we shouldn't be talking about it. But look where we have gotten doing all the things that you were indoctrinated to do.
Right.
The entire idea of not talking about your religion or your political beliefs or how much you get paid or what it's like to be a person being abused in your home. Like all of the things that we mm-hmm. are told not to talk about, not talking about it got us here.
Right. They're actually unifying conversations.
They're absolutely unifying conversations.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have a whole lot more in common with people than you knew.
Right.
And also, you know, the idea that we shouldn't talk about what is happening. Like, what's the difference today than it was 50 years ago?
Right.
It's just we do this blame game of it's the internet's fault or it's the music's fault or the video game's fault.
Yeah.
When, no, because those things don't actually radicalize people into beliefs that are fully and wholly violent and dangerous.
Right. Right.
Yes, there is misogynistic music, right? There's also, we live in a misogynistic society.
That produces
so it just
music.
Literally right. tracks.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a part. It's a
the music is the fruit.
There you go.
Right.
And I'm just going to say it again. Patriarchy hurts everybody. Including you dudes, including you. It hurts everybody.
I'm going to say this. I'm just going to put it out there. And
baby, I mean, I get it. It's a very American thing, you know, to do.
What?
To take the one, one instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And use it as a, see, it's everywhere. It's all we're dealing with right now.
Nah, yeah.
It's everywhere. Yeah. I mean, the air quote TikTok ban. I mean, they're doing exactly that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this one thing and I'm going to make it this big thing. Imagine being on the side of everybody should continue to have a gun or 18 or 1,000, however many it is that they want, because Second Amendment, because founding fathers, because Constitution, but not those bodies.
No.
And also being in the group of people that it usually is. 99, you know, percent right. is this, and 1% is then broken up into 5 different categories, and you're like,
there's the problem
right there.
There See? Lies the issue.
See? If you put more prayer in school, we wouldn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, it's really...
How do you explain that?
That's really disgusting. Shooters aren't the problem. Trans shooters are the problem.
Hello.
What?
Also, there's no... Where's the mental health discussion that we usually get when it's a, you know, straight white male that's like, no, we need to We need to get him some help.
He needs help.
We need to get him some. And you know what else we need to do? Take a moment to heal. We need to come together.
Thoughts and prayers. Anybody?
Somehow we always have to heal around the people that are the perpetrators of the harm.
Yeah.
And they don't have to do that. How does it work? It also reminds me of a Ted Wheeler quote, but we can get to that later.
Just say, how does it work?
I just, you know, please don't be distracted. Please don't let this become something where now you're arguing why, you know, it doesn't matter that this person was trans. It, don't even engage in that. Yeah, let them argue with themselves.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because they're unserious. Like, if they're going to not, if you don't have that energy and you don't have the, we need to eradicate school shooters, the way that you say that about marginalized groups, if you don't have that energy, you need to sit down. Because you're showing all of your cards.
Yeah.
You're doing the human whistle now, not the dog whistle.
you're just whistling.
It just doesn't make sense to me how we can still be here. So please don't even engage. You're not going to teach anybody anything in that moment. They're looking to argue around the point rather than. And we got to stop trying to get people to believe in someone else's humanity. Because I'm not begging you for that anymore. If you don't believe that I'm a human, that I deserve the same opportunity or respect, or if you think that saying something like that means I'm woke and as a pejorative, I mean, LOL.
Right. Yeah.
Also, real quick, did you see Howard Schultz, former CEO of Starbucks, on the congressional hearing about union busting? He was called a billionaire multiple times because, I don't know, breaking news, he's a billionaire. And Mans was like offended, very much in the realm of like Jay-Z being mad. Right. He was called a capitalist. Baby.
Right.
Again, I say, I'm sorry. You don't get to exploit people's labor in order to amass all that wealth and then be like, but not me.
Don't call me a billionaire.
I would never. What?
Yeah.
Well, hand some of that over then, right?
Yeah. Since you'd never
pay your taxes
vehemently.
You're literally actively union busting. Sorry, I didn't mean to move into a whole other story.
It was like 100 and something cases. Starbies, we got you. we're gonna spin the block on y'all.
Yeah.
Got a text. I'll own a gun when you pry it into my cold hands. I think what I love the most about the Tech Squad fam is that they know us.
Yeah.
They give us what we need.
Yeah. It's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know we love the jokes. They come in swinging.
And that's a great one.
Yeah.
You know who will do that?
Right into.
The police.
Oh.
I'll take a music break.
Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush.
Text, Morgan, police, nefariousness, Rudo, gasp, pearl clutch, monocle drop.
It's the monocle drop for me.
It's the monocle drop for me. That's incredible.
I dropped my monocle.
You did. I wasn't even trying to be that spicy right there. It's just like they will, and they do.
Yeah.
And then they get caught doing it, and they're like, I never did it. And then they get to keep working. So that's super cool.
It was so funny.
While someone else is going to do a lot of jail time for that gun that's not theirs.
Mm. Mm. That was so good.
On our theme of the refusal to address and appropriately react to systemic issues, and we last week talked about was it Bethany Mandel that brought us to talk about some of the our local hometown grifting heroes.
National grifters, hometown grifters,
you know. And I'm not, you know, trying to give too much life to something that doesn't deserve too much life.
Right.
But there is an issue. And for me, one of my points of even talking into a microphone is to hopefully get people to understand to, again, not get distracted by the things that are distractions and making you look the other way while the anti-trans bill is being passed. And right. You can now kidnap a kid to get them away from their parents because they let them have gender affirming care, you know, or calling people woke and snowflakes or whatever, mm-hmm. but then mm-hmm. banning actual books.
History.
So part of it for me is like, don't get distracted, right? And then because on top of that, there are people that are purposely doing it for whatever gain that they are getting, yep. whether that means financial, political,
yeah.
absolutely, notoriety, mm-hmm. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to act like there aren't people doing that. We're not going to act like those people even get like true attention and what's the word? Like, I'm here to point you out, but I'm not here to talk to you.
Yeah. I think that's a theme we've kind of, you know, circled the wagons on a couple of times. Like maybe once a month or every other month, we're like, hey, remember, be careful with your energy. Don't engage in conversations with people that are unqualified to have those conversations. Don't engage with people that are not looking for solutions, you know,
who are disingenuous in their entire
yeah.
plight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the right word, but yeah. I think you get it.
And, you know, someone, they threw the, I think they thought they threw a hook out to us and, you know, and we were supposed to bite.
It says a lot about, folks when they think that they get to just do what it is that they want to do. And they decide, well, if you said anything about me, then I get to come on your show. No, you don't.
Why would you think that?
Why would you think that?
Why do you think you get to come on our show?
I'm not here to have conversations with people who are unserious about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
If at any point, at your big age in 2023, that you think jail is an appropriate measure for poverty instead of making sure that we are taking care of those people, why are you so willing to spend those tax dollars throwing people in jail instead of getting them help? Why?
And why does that look like help to you?
Because it's not help. It's right. disingenuous. It's getting people out of your face. It's a class. It's a class war.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, there's no way around it. And that is a humongous systemic issue that just doesn't get talked about because it gets chopped up and divided. Right. And so you're not going to pull me into your disingenuous conversation when you are over here doing the classism all in everybody's face.
Right.
Not when your way of being any sort of anything, activist, organizer, any of those, which you're not, but any of those words, if it just is humiliation, that's not journalism. You're offering zero solutions.
Viable solutions, because I'm sure they would like to categorize the things they're saying and doing as these are the solutions. I'm sure they'd love to do that.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I am a person who wants to see everybody thrive.
Yeah.
I do not in any way think that you're thriving means that I can't, or that it takes away. That is an indoctrination that you have yet to unlearn. Not my issue. I would love for you to unlearn it, and I can give you a list of books to read. Mm-hmm. But more than anything, you gotta, folks gotta take a step outside of who they and are, right? And when I'm saying this, I'm talking about people who are living in a position of privilege. And I know that word is hard to hear, but like, from a position of privilege, you need to take a step outside of your own personal lived experience to know that there are other lived experiences. And it honestly pains me to see so many people so willing to eat up the total propaganda that we have been taught for capitalism, white supremacy, and patriarchy. You just eat it up and then you spit it out. But the problem is, it's violent to people. Mm-hmm. People are getting whipped up into a frenzy about people stealing food to eat, to survive. Think that through. Food shouldn't ever be on the table as a crime.
Right.
Ever. Not the way we waste. Not the way this country throws everything out. Absolutely not. You want to be on the wrong side of the class war? Have at it. Have at it. It is absolutely disgusting to spend time and money on humiliation rather than actual resources to the people.
Yeah. I mean, if those people get resources, then I run out of humiliation content.
Fast, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? But what I'm never going to do is be bullied by somebody who was part of smearing Joanne Hardesty. And that isn't me saying anything about who Joanne Hardesty is outside of the intense, absurd amount of harassment and anti-blackness that woman and misogynoir that woman had to deal with being in a elected position in Portland. Like, I really hope that you guys understood. I really don't care if you think Joanne did a great job or not. That's not the point.
Yeah.
Because Joanne gets blamed for things that were never her under her purview anyway.
Right.
But I really hope that illuminates for you just how insidious the racism is in Portland and what Pacific Northwest racism looks like, because it's different than other regions. It's very, very, very performative, and then it's real violent.
Mm.
And if you've never been a person who experiences it, imagine telling someone else it doesn't exist.
Right.
On top of that, imagine you're a perpetrator of it, telling people it doesn't exist. So I'm not beating around the bush. I'm talking directly to Angela Todd, who had something to say, but was real, didn't have any apology when she leaked a lie and smeared a sitting council person in order to get someone like Renee Gonzalez elected, who conspired with the police, who then tells you to your face that the police are doing a great job. And they just need more money. The people who are so hurt by someone saying, we need to reallocate resources here. You guys actually aren't the best at dealing with the mental health issues. Maybe we should be sending somebody else out there.
Yeah. Aren't you guys understaffed?
You're so understaffed, but you're also hurt by that assertion, which is true, which in any other day you would agree with.
Right.
But you're so hurt that you retaliate by making up a felony. And I'm like, seriously, as a person who has been blamed for things that I didn't do or didn't say, but was the only black person in that situation, and I knew immediately what that could mean for me and my career, I can only imagine what it felt like to be accused of a felony after you were already, what's the word?
Absolved.
She was already not a suspect anymore.
Right.
Then you get this leak. Yeah, nah. You are unqualified to be in conversation with me. I am talking to you, or about you. I am not going to talk to you. You do not get to be on my platform.
Especially
I owe you zero.
There's so much work to do on your own platform, like moderating your comments when your followers are spewing violence and hate,
man,
towards the houseless community here. You request these videos so your followers can dox them and...
Foaming at the mouth. Can't wait to talk about how those people are going to get theirs.
Yeah, where does that fit in the model?
Imagine running cover for the billionaire, multi-billion dollar companies and calling it a solution. They are a humongous part of the problem. They are the reason, you know, like, it's so funny when people are like, but if they steal, then I have to pay for it because the prices go up. Be mad at Fred Meyer. Be mad at every single one of those stores that is just gouging at that point so that they can get more money.
Yeah.
Because they absolutely 1,000% budget for those losses.
It's called shrinkage, guys.
They budget for it.
If you've worked retail, you'd know.
So now all of a sudden, it's that person's fault when systemically, every single one of these corporations, for the most part, is underpaying people, not giving them the health benefits that they need. I'm not specifically talking about Fred Meyer, so mm-hmm. don't come at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, look, Walmart and Disney, they're humongous employers and also, you know, a humongous amount, a percentage of their workers have to be on government assistance. Because they don't make enough money, but they work 40 hours a week. And at one point, that was supposed to be enough for you to live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these are the same people will not tell you how many of those houseless people that they're walking past in order to get to the one houseless person that's like, yeah, I like to do drugs and I don't want to work.
Right.
They walk past the ones that go to work every day. 40% of houseless people are working people. Why don't we talk about that statistic?
Right.
Why aren't y'all talking about how hard it is to make it out here right now? Because it doesn't fit a narrative of people being lazy. How come you're not paying attention to the timing of any of this?
Right.
How come we're acting like COVID-19 didn't destroy some people's lives? Y'all are the same people that were out there doing protests so that you didn't have to wear a mask. Imagine.
Right.
You want everybody to be at work? You want to be able to go get your Starbucks and do your this and do your that, but you don't want to have to wear a mask to do it? Baby, that's not what freedom looked like.
Mm.
But imagine that's your fight. Look at all the people that lost their homes. Look at all the people that lost their jobs. Their babies live in a car now.
Mm.
And you want to talk about masks? Be serious. And until then, never will you be talking to me. Never will you be talking to my fiance. Because that's not what we're here for.
No. No.
You can take all your unseriousness, all your funneled money over there. But do maybe moderate sometimes. Because when, you know, the people that are following you, the cat foaming at the mouth to see the next poor person on your feed, when they're telling people to unalive themselves or that, you know, they're going to make an example out of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you ain't got nothing to say to that? Unserious.
You just keep creating the content that puts targets on people's backs.
It's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's dangerous.
And that's not up for debate at all.
Not even close. Not
for debate.
Ambush, I just have one more thing to say before we go.
Do that.
Seeing people say she gets things done and the things that they say she gets done is call out politicians.
Mm.
I'm sorry, that is not the work.
Nor is it accurate.
Nor is it accurate. Nor is it accurate. What she's doing is wasting people's time and energy. And we cannot. No. If you are so far behind that you think activism looks like a flyer and a town hall, again, take a step back from the position in life that you're living in and notice that there's real things happening here. But I don't care about somebody doing a town hall with Tevis. He's not in charge of that. Talk to Dan Ryan. Why isn't he at your town hall? Not that you're going to get any other answers. Don't get it twisted. Not that either one of them are interested in helping here, but they are interested in feeding into the same narrative that you are. So yeah, no wonder you have a town hall with Tevis. Sure. All in the same gang.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to put your extremism on me and act like we're wild for the night for wanting people to be able to live without being destitute. That's not radical. Or it shouldn't be.
Yeah. And for those page followers that may be listening in or just engaging in any shape, form, or fashion, this is what you signed up for. You don't get to pretend as if this is anything other than what you actually want. And the proof is in the comments. The proof is in the pudding. The way you're responding and reacting to this type of content shows us that, yeah, this is the way you want people in control to move for you. This is the get back that you've been looking for.
Boom. Imagine doing the poverty pimping in order to get people to do the full-blown class warfare when they ain't even in the class that would winning.
In the world.
Grow up.
Today's show was made possible thanks to Morgan Jones, DJ Ambush, and our podcast editor, Kyle G. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Also, DJ Tempo.
In the building.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everyone that joined us in the conversation on the text spam, and shout out to everyone that's going to probably hop on X-Ray social media and say a bunch of crap over there.
Have fun.
Have at it.
I don't care.
Remember, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People are profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we're all free. Thanks for listening, and
bye.